The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. Hello, welcome back to Blooming Rainbow. I'm so excited that break is coming up because that means I get to go home and see all my friends and have Friendsgiving with them. In my family, we never really celebrated Thanksgiving to the extent that other people do, just because it's not something my parents grew up with. So for Thanksgiving, I don't think we're doing anything, but I'm excited to be able to at least do something with my friends because I don't really get to see them that much anymore. So sad. I think my brother's gonna leave. He's gonna leave us to go to Washington with his girlfriend or whatever. But I don't think he's ever really been with us for Thanksgiving, because he always has played soccer and Surf Cup is going around. Or, yeah, it's going around. No, that makes it sound like it's a disease. Surf Cup is not a disease. Surf Cup is a soccer tournament in San Diego. Anyway, he's always been there, but it's fine because we literally don't do anything. Anyway, today we are interviewing one of my close friends. This friend and I have known each other since kindergarten. I'm a freshman in college and we're still friends. I think we weren't really close in middle school. And the fact we had a class together, we had English together, and we didn't talk to each other. I chose to interview Arlie because I was home. I had to come home and I had to record because it's an assignment, so I have to do it. It just worked out. And it would be nice to have someone on my podcast from back home, so it's not weird. It's crazy to think that we've known each other for so long, because that's a really long time. And friendships really don't ever last that long. But I'm very grateful to have them in my podcast, in my life. I know I can always go to them with any concerns that I have, because Arlie's really upfront with things. If you didn't know, obviously you didn't, because you don't know Arlie. But I also know how to just, I don't know, they get emotional sometimes. So, it's good. Anyway, okay, let's get started. So, Arlie, do you want to, like, I don't know, introduce yourself, really? Something. Okay, here you go.
The mic's all yours.
Hi. My name's Arlie Dominguez. I'm 18 years old, and I'm a freshman in Modesto, attending Modesto Junior College. Yeah, close by. Hi, Steph.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. I've said my pronouns on this podcast before. I'm a she, they. Just letting you know. Anyway, pronouns.
I go by any pronouns, really. I don't have a preference. Even though, like, I identify with being non-binary, I really don't have a, like, pronoun preference. I know that's not for everybody, but that's just, like, me personally. It doesn't bother me.
Vibes all the way around. So how did you come to terms with that, you know?
Okay. Like, it was really crazy coming to terms with it because, like, I already knew that something wasn't right, if that's, like, something I could say. Because growing up, I grew up with three brothers. Insane. Yeah, I know. And so I would try on their clothes, like, behind my mom's back. So I just knew, wait. So this pandemic was actually when I, like, found out that the gender, like, finding my gender identity. So, yeah, this January, I came out to my friends as non-binary, which is really exciting. Snapchat video call. Yeah, I just, like, had to tell them. And they were super supportive, of course. Everyone, not everyone, but, like, majority of everyone being part of the LGBTQ.
Giselle, Alexa,
yeah.
This one's for you.
There's
a little something in there.
Yeah, we're fruity.
Yeah. The fact that it's the whole friend group
is really insane. I think we just attracted each other, which is super weird. Because,
yeah, one came out and then one after the another, like,
it's like a
it was like a domino effect. It was, I can bleep this out. First, we can give them nicknames. So Jay came out first on a Snapchat text message. And then I think it was the one who shall not be named.
Yeah.
And then me. And then
I think
it was S. And then you.
Yeah.
And then A. And then the other two are just not.
And then Jay came out as
non-binary. Oh, yeah. And Jay came out as non-binary. Which is super crazy because that's more than 50% of our friend group. And the thing is, you know how, not to stereotype or whatever, but you know how people within the community usually go with people within the community to find that, you know, to feel comfortable around each other? But the thing is, none of us knew we were gay or a part of the community, and we all just became friends, and then that's when it happened. And ew, if someone is listening to this and you don't agree with what I'm saying, like, it wasn't influence. It definitely was not something. It wasn't that we influenced each other at all, because we already, I feel, had that internal dilemma even before anyone came out. Because, oh, no, definitely. We did not influence each other at all, because it was our own type of thing that we kind of always knew. But anyway, I hella cut you off. Finding yourself during the pandemic.
Yeah, so it was just, this is so funny, but it was watching, if anybody else watches Drag Race, we can be best friends. Because watching, like, queer men or non-binary people just, like, dress up as women and transform into these beautiful creatures, like, that really inspired me to, like, play with gender. And, like, this is gonna sound weird, but I always knew that I was trans mask or transgender, because whenever something would pop up on social media regarding, like, gender identity, I would scroll past it, like, really fast. Like, I was not comfortable with that. So one day I just forced myself, because I was like, this isn't right. If I'm, like, weirded out by trans people, that's not right. So I looked at it, and then I was like, oh no. Because I was, like, not comfortable with being transgender in the first place. So I was really shocked that, I'm really surprised that I identified so much with someone on social media. And so it was really impulsive that I just came out. Like, I came out really impulsively to my friend Jay. And yeah. So, and then people were asking me so much questions, like, are you going to bind your chest? Are you going to take testosterone? And I didn't really know, because it just was just really impulsive, but I knew that it was right. So that happened during the pandemic. And so I cut my hair and I'm doing all these things, and I finally feel comfortable with myself, which is really exciting. And yeah, that's finding myself. Like, I remember you sent me a TikTok, and it was like, when you thought you were gonna be out of school for 2 weeks and now you're non-binary.
the pipeline.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Really shocking. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, Arlie's story. Well, you talked about how you had supportive friends and how you had, well, social media also, like, that can help and stuff. But is there anything that made it easier to come to terms with that on your own without, obviously it's going to be like an external factor, but anything within yourself that maybe, I don't know, like meditation. Okay, take it away.
So basically, internally, I struggled with it in the beginning really badly, because once I came out, it was all I could think about. Like, how I present myself, how other people view me, my body, not feeling comfortable in my body, thinking about the options, should I take testosterone, should I bind my chest, like, what can I do to come in, like, to transform into what I want to be, which is more masculine. And so it was very hard internally. Like, it gave me a lot of anxiety and I was kind of depressed because, like, I was more worried about how people perceive me now outside physically. So honestly, it was a lot of thinking about it and time. Time really helped. Like, I know time heals all wounds. Yeah, it just takes time. Like, at first it was really weird coming out. It was really weird, but yeah, it was just time. Just time. Just letting yourself process it and just going through what you need to feel. Like, it really is like shock. It's like five stages of grief. Like, but in my own way, it was shock, fear, definitely, about what other people would think about me, and then kind of going through acceptance slowly. And I think I'm still going through that, but I'm towards the end phases of it, where like I am accepting myself and I am proud of who I am and trying to be explore my gender identity and trying to be more myself as a non-binary person. And yeah, that's the internal stages.
It's so funny that you talk about that, because in my last podcast, well, no, I don't remember which one, but there are stages of coming out. There's 6 stages according to the Sydney Gay Project. I think it's what it's called. But there is stages, and then like, yeah, you find that grief and you try to hide and you question a lot, and then slowly acceptance. And then that was the way you described it is exactly how they go, because it's acceptance and then pride, being prideful on who you are. And you said it and I said, yay, in my head, of course. But we can move on to literally any other question, or we can just talk. Yeah. Honestly. So if you didn't know, both Arlie and I are Mexican. So we have very traditional parents. Very traditional parents. And wait, I know your mom is like, she thinks something's fishy, but have you told her?
Yes.
What was her reaction? Well, I know what her reaction was, but they don't know her reaction.
Yeah. Okay. About me being non-binary, right? So I actually, like, my mom has been suspecting. She's been knowing I'm sus. So obviously growing up, I was like a tomboy. Yeah. You know, like one of the boys. And so what really scared me straight, so I went through like a little feminine phase. I want to say kind of early late middle school, early freshman year, because she sat me down one day and asked me if I was trans, and that scared me straight. So she's been suspecting, and so I've been exploring more with my gender identity. So I've been dressing more masculine, and she's very judgmental about things like that. If something is non-gender conforming, she will point it out. Like, if I'm wearing a t-shirt, that's a men's t-shirt, why are you wearing that? So I dress really masculine sometimes. And so she was basically saying, calling me out. And I don't like hiding things. That's not me. I don't like keeping things internally, because it just, like, it makes me mad knowing that I have to hide it. I don't like doing that. So one day we're eating Burger King. We were having a really nice time eating Burger King hey, it's good if there's no one in your ear telling you it's not good. And and so we were so so we were just chilling eating Burger King, and I was like, I'm a man. Straight to her face.
Oh my god.
Drop the bomb. The B-O-M-B. And she took it really harshly. She didn't like it. I started crying. I locked myself in the room. And she was just being really, saying really mean stuff to me. She did not take it very well. And, yeah. Some parents just don't. And it's, I think it's especially hard for her because we grew up, I grew up with three brothers. And I'm the only person who was assigned female at birth. And she really wanted a daughter. Like, someone to play Barbies, to do what girls, quotation marks, girls do. And when I didn't fit that mold, she didn't take it very well. And I don't think she wants another son or someone like that. Someone like that, quotes. And yeah, she did not take it very well.
I have a question. Were you guys eating Burger King here? Or were you eating Burger King at Burger King?
No, we were eating Burger King at my kitchen table.
Okay. Because I was like, how's that drive home? How's that drive? I mean, I know Burger King isn't like that far from your house because there's one around the corner. No. Yeah, it's by Evergreen. Yeah, I was just wondering how that 5-minute drive home was. But since it was here, that's even more. I feel, damn.
People's coming out stories sometimes don't end very well. Yeah. It's very tough for us, I think.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening today. You're going to hear my little outro again, where I accidentally say radio.dominican instead of radio.dominican.edu. So, yeah, you can go listen to my typo. Thank you. This is Arlie signing out as well.
Bye.
All right. Okay, ciao. Bye. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other weekly student podcasts at radio.dominican. Alrighty, that's all for today's episode. Hope to see you next week. Stay gay, happy, and safe. Thank you.